fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're just going to do open lines. So if you're out there, give us a call at 877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524. But I thought maybe we'd talk just momentarily about a new television program. Now, I very seldom advertise a television program, but Jesse Ventura has put together a program. It's on cable, and you have to have either cable or satellite to get it, but it's called Conspiracy Theory. And I will have to admit, we've only seen two of his programs, but they've both been excellent. The first one was what happened on September 11th. And the conclusion was that the government knows a great deal more. They're concealing the truth. They did find the black boxes. He talked to somebody who saw one of the black boxes and heard them talk about finding two other black boxes. The fellow who was working on the pile there, the debris immediately after the planes crashed, and that, of course, there are questions that the government knew that the hijackers or in the cockpit of at least one of the planes before it took off. So nothing would be as it appears to be. He didn't come to any conclusion other than there is some black side of government that is concealing the truth about what happened on September 11th. But the program, the second program, was on global warming. And, of course, I've been studying this for many years, and the whole force behind the environmental movement, and it's very obvious that the man who seems to be directing this is Maurice Strong. And Maurice Strong has strong ties to the Rockefellers. Maurice Strong is a multi-billionaire who currently is actually hiding out in communist China. Because, of course, when he was Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, really assistant to the Secretary General who runs the world from behind the scenes, or at least ostensibly runs the world, because he's always simply a power broker for the people who really run the world, those people of great wealth, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, who really own the United Nations, the member of the Rockefellers. Rockefellers created the, or dedicated the site where the UN building stands, and at least according to Robert Mueller, who is deeply involved with the Lucius Trust and was for many years held the post of Assistant Secretary General, the post then that was he bequeathed to Murray Strong. Why, of course, the site where the United Nations is built was a sacred Indian cult site. And, of course, the blood, the sand there beneath the United Nations is drenched with the blood of literally millions of cattle who were sacrificed there, were killed. This was a slaughterhouse. But, of course, that has tremendous significance as far as Luciferians. That's one reason the site was actually picked. You'll find the reference in a book written by, of all people, Robert Mueller. The book is entitled The First Lady in the World. It tells about why that site where the United Nations stands was picked, because of its occult significance and because of the blood of millions of cattle soaked into the sand there. This has tremendous, tremendous significance, and you'll never hear that. But the United Nations is going to be responsible for the deaths, I believe, of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people in the wars that are looming and about to take place. In fact, I would just simply point out that there's a civil war going on in Israel right now, but you're not hearing about it here. You may hear about it, but the army is preparing to wage war on the settlers in Judea and Samaria as they waged war on the settlers in Gaza. And, of course, this has been decreed by Washington, D.C., by the occultists who run our nation. And all I can say is if the Zionists run Washington, D.C., they're doing a pretty poor job of it, because they're doing everything to destroy the nation from within and to create a civil war over there. That's hardly what you want to do if you want to preserve the stability of a nation. But be that as it may, right now we were talking about the global warming scam, the man behind it, Murray Strong. And, of course, Murray Strong has actually gave an interview many years ago. We have it in West Magazine. It's duplicated in my sustainable development syllabus, but Murray Strong told this reporter that he had this recurrent dream about how a group of very wealthy people felt that mankind was destroying the world, was destroying the finances of the world, and that's why they decided to destroy the world, bring down the whole economic system of the world, and that was what they were going to do, was bring down the whole economic system, and they've done it. Everything going on today is simply contrived, and all these people out of work, suffering, have lost their jobs, have lost their homes. It's all contrived. We'll maybe talk about that later this morning if we have time. But right now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. But what was so fascinating about this Jesse Ventura article or program on Truth Television was that they talked about the man behind Jesse Ventura. Well, I've known Jesse Ventura was tied into the Rockefellers. I mean, here's a very strong, by the time he's 30 years old, is working in Wall Street, deeply involved in oil. He's 30 years old. He's got billions of dollars. Came from a relatively poor family, but he's got strong ties to the Rockefellers. And of course, he maintains he's a multi-billionaire, fabulously wealthy crook, you know, as they all are. No, I mean, for a couple of $1 million, he sacrificed his career with the United Nations, get involved in illegal activity with Iraq. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call here at the American Peace Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Team Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Give us a call. This is open lines, but what really amazed me, and I'll have to admit I'd never thought of it, was, of course, that they, Jesse Ventura, of course, he interviews a lot of people who are giving him the story behind the story, and he interviews Alex Jones, who introduced him to a man named Glenn Hunt, and Glenn Hunt is somebody down there in Texas who knows Alex, and Glenn Hunt talks about the tie that attending one of these internationalist meetings. I think perhaps it was the one in the Second Earth Summit in 1992. I'm not sure. It could have been another meeting, but where first Marie Strong introduces the man over him in the hierarchy of this, a man named Edmund de Rothschild. Well, now, of course, you have to understand there are two families at the top of the pyramid of power in the world today. One is the Rothschild family, the other is the Rockefeller family. And, of course, in the fact that the Rothschilds are involved is used as the basis for a great deal of anti-Semitism without realizing, of course, that the reason the Rothschild family is involved is because members of the family down through the ages have been involved in the occult. And the same is true of the Rockefeller family. And we can point to people like Stephen Rockefeller, who wrote the Earth Charter, is the nephew of David Rockefeller. But Stephen Rockefeller, if you read his writings, is deeply involved in the occult. The Earth Charter, which he co-wrote, Stephen Rockefeller co-wrote with Gorbachev and Marie Strong. Marie Strong, deeply involved in the occult. Gorbachev, deeply involved in the occult. This is what everybody has missed. This is why he is still so prominent today after he's been deposed. I mean, the ex-dictator of Russia, and we think of him as a communist. Well, of course, communism was founded in the occult. Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, deeply involved in the occult, a Frank Satanist, but you're never going to hear this. That's the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and why it is so important that you get the book, that you read the book, that you watch the DVD, you can't afford it, it's up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can watch the talk from which the book came. The book didn't come the talk didn't come from the book. The book came from the talk, and we simply go into the background of this whole world conspiracy, which of course is a conspiracy against God. When you understand that, everything going on makes sense. But here's Jesse Ventura on nationwide, and probably cable television, but maybe it's certainly on the satellite as well. It's on Truth TV, and if you can pull it down, hopefully somebody has posted this on the internet. It's well worthwhile taking an hour and watching it. It's very well done, and it brings out the Rothschild involvement with the whole movement. Of course, the tie into the Rothschilds apparently is in modern times is through the Golden Dawn. What's the Golden Dawn Society? Well, of course, it's one of the many occult societies that are out there. You can been to the occult bookstore and got the list of ceremonies of the Golden Dawn. It's in my occult section of my library. But, of course, Aleister Crowley was deeply involved in that, along with the Ordo Temporalis. Of course, Crowley had been a 33rd degree Mason for many years before he was invited to go into the next level of the conspiracy, and he writes about that in his in his own biography, telling about how I think it was 12 years as a 33rd degree Mason before he was invited to go into the upper echelons, those echelons which probably most Masons have no idea even exist. But there is this world satanic movement that permeates every aspect of our lives, and yet the average Mason, the average individual, has no idea of this other world that's out there. In fact, I couldn't help but think of that reading about Roman Polanski. Remember the director who has been living in Europe since the 1970s when he fled to Europe after being indicted for having intimate relations with a 13 or 14 year old girl. But the reason Polanski fled to Europe, he had pled guilty to the charges and he was going to go to jail for a period of time. And then after everything was all arranged and he was going to be punished for his crime, and I have no sympathy for what he did. But then the judge threw out the agreement, and they were going to send him to jail probably for the rest of his life. Why would the judge do that? Well, because apparently, and this was brought out during recent hearings, why, of course, his lawyer said that there was all sorts of judicial and prosecutorial malpractice during the trial. In other words, they made a plea agreement. It was sealed. He was ready to go to prison. And then they changed the agreement, and he would spend the rest of his life in prison, and that's why he fled to Europe. Now, why would the prosecutors do this? Well, because remember, Polanski put out a book, put out a movie called Rosemary's Baby, about the Antichrist being born of Lucifer to this woman, and of course, he had to be punished for exposing the fact that there really is a world Luciferian conspiracy. And remember, it was his wife who was murdered by the Luciferian Manson. I mean, they went there, they killed her, she was pregnant, they killed her, they killed Polanski's unborn child. And the fact that the whole Manson group was deeply involved with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, a worldwide Luciferian movement. It's, of course, the Son of Sam killing was tied into that, and many killings and satanic Murders were tied into the process church of the Latter-day Judgment, but this is never mentioned by the media. Why? Because the media and certainly many of our judges and people working within law enforcement are tied into this Luciferian movement. And, of course, I believe this also is in the background of why they wanted to send Polanski to prison for the rest of his life for a dastardly crime, but certainly doesn't deserve that sort of punishment. Nobody else would get it. This is why Captain Jeffrey McDonald, I remember Jeffrey McDonald, he was the Green Beret officer, who's been in prison for 25 years, because a satanic cult murdered his wife and children. And a member of the satanic cult actually confessed. We have her testimony on video. And, of course, the Judicial Department knows that. The judges knew it. In fact, the prosecutor knew that before the trial when they sent McDonald to prison. And because the woman came to him and told him about this. And there was Marshall, who was actually with that woman when she told the prosecutor about the satanic cult. And what was the prosecutor's, remark? I mean, here he was going to send an innocent man to prison. He has the woman who's been there at the time, part of the satanic cult, ready to confess. And he tells her, if you mention a word of this at the trial, I'll send you to prison for the rest of your life. And of course, in recent years, why the marshal came forward after 25 years and said, I couldn't keep quiet anymore longer. An innocent man is in prison. And Jeffrey McDonald's still in prison. The courts have heard the case. But because of the Luciferian implications, the last thing that they want for the American people to learn is that there is a conspiracy against God. There are people at the highest levels of government and the court system and the judicial system who are in on this. And, of course, Jeffrey McDonald is an innocent victim of this. Polanski, not necessarily an innocent victim, but certainly a victim of it. And, of course, how can you possibly get a fair trial in a judicial system dominated by Masons who have sworn under oath that if a Mason is on trial and they're on the jury or they're the prosecutor or they are the judge, that they'll let that Mason off? I mean, they're always a favor of Mason. You can't have a free society and a fair trial when you're dealing with secret societies that have sworn secret blood oaths to protect the Brothers of the Lodge, Brothers of the Order. And, of course, what is behind this whole thing? Well, if you've ever seen the Masonic symbol of the square and the compass, and in the center is a G. And, of course, when the Mason first joins the Masonic Lodge, he is told the G is for geometry. And then, of course, as time goes by, why he's told the truth. Of course, geometry, remember, goes back to Pythagoras, who was involved with the mystery religions, but they don't tell the average Mason that, or that the knowledge that Pythagoras, of course, bequeathed to Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great was founded in the ancient mystery religions. But certainly then the Mason eventually is told, no, the G is not for geometry and for the knowledge of Pythagoras. It is for the God, the unseen God. And, of course, the Mason thinks, oh, well, that's the God of the Bible. But, of course, it is not the God of the Bible. It is the great architect of the universe. And then eventually, and I've actually talked to Masons, you can hear my interview with Mr. Wasserman, who is deeply involved in the Masonry, who's actually written a book on on this secret Masonic architecture of Washington, D.C. And, of course, I point out in our conversation, and I enjoyed talking to him very much, but what I wanted, of course, to bring out was that the G was not about God. It's about Gnosticism. And when I mentioned this, of course, he agreed with me. What is Gnosticism? Well, that is, of course, what they never teach you. Gnosticism is the belief that there are two gods. One is the God of the Bible, and the other, of course, is the true God of the world, and that is Lucifer, who is, of course, God's brother, but far superior because and far more loving because he gives you complete freedom. You can do whatever you want to. There are no restrictions. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. That was, of course, what Aleister Crowley taught. And, of course, it leads to moral anarchy where we are today. Because there has to be rules and regulations. If not, of course, you'll end up with war and horrors beyond description. And that is, of course, what we've seen in the past. But believe me, the worst lies ahead. Well, our number is 877-996-4327. I'm sorry, it's 877-254-7524. We have so many numbers for we do four radio networks. You'll have to excuse me. Sometimes I do get the numbers mixed up. But this is the time when we love to hear from you because I'm out of things to talk about. It's 877-254-7524. Watch Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit AdoptTex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here, and it's open line this morning, and we'd love to hear from you if you have a question. Do you agree or disagree about against God, about the spiritual battle that's taking place today? My telephone number is 1-877-547-5524. It's up to you to call in to help us, because of course we're living in difficult times, and I fear it's going to get far worse. But you're going to need to have a personal relationship with our Lord to get through what lies ahead. Most people are totally oblivious to what's going on, because, of course, they're victims of a media that is under control, tightly controlled to keep you from understanding any of the really important things taking place. And so they focus our attention on Tiger Woods. They focus our attention on all sorts of important issues that are taking place today. The health care issue has already been decided, but they have to pretend that the Republicans are opposing it. The Republicans are saying, well, we don't like this part of the bill, we don't like that part of the bill. Why don't they just say this whole thing's unconstitutional? I mean, there is no place in the Constitution where the federal government is responsible for providing for or regulating the health care of the individual. The Constitution limits what the federal government can do. And if you read the 10th Amendment, it limits what the federal government can do. If you read the 45th, the Federalist Papers, it will tell you that the powers of the federal government are specifically limited and defined. And the powers of the state government are unlimited and ill-defined and deal with matters of health and education and welfare. Everything has to do with the state. The federal government has no business being involved in health care, because, of course, this legislation is really a welfare program for the pharmaceutical industry, a welfare program for the insurance industry, and, of course, is aimed at the federal government being able to determine who will live and who will die, and getting rid of the elderly because it's costing too much to keep them alive. And as President Obama said, and with absolute sincerity, not get federal spending under control unless I can get Medicare spending under control. And he's absolutely right. Medicare, the Ponzi scheme, went bankrupt a year and a half ago. They have not told the American people that Medicare is being funded from the general fund today, because they stole all the money from the trust fund, and that's one reason why the federal government has to borrow almost $5 billion a day through the world markets to fund Medicare, and there is no way to bring federal spending under control without bringing welfare spending under control. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. I hope you're well.
I'm doing just ready and fine, and we put up our Christmas tree yesterday, and we're looking forward to a joyful Christmas season, and we hope.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. Could you speak a little louder?
I'm sorry. We put up our Christmas tree yesterday, and we're looking forward to a joyful Christmas season, and we hope you are as well.
Well, yes. Thank you very much. I'm wondering about two things that I've wondered about for a while. I've heard you say that Thomas Edison was involved in the occult, and that he would go into trances. When we're school children, we're taught that he would just take little short naps and the spoon would drop out of his hand, that would wake him up, and then he'd get busy and go on with his inventions. Was Tesla, the other man who did such wonderful work in electricity, and he wanted to give his findings and inventions and innovations to the people, but the other side wanted to sell them. Was Tesla involved in the occult, or was he not.
Yeah, well, he was involved in the occult as well.
He was?
In fact, yes, sure.
I guess we'd have to say, if you've ever heard of him, they're a socialist and they're involved in the occult. It seems like everybody that you've been taught, you know, to think so highly of, they're part of it.
But do you have to understand that they have rewritten history to remove this, because we're not supposed to understand that so many of the great leaders of history, so many of the great philosophers of history, so many of the great military leaders were all involved in the occult.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they got their powers.
Their superior knowledge.
They did. And certainly Napoleon was involved in the occult. But then, so were the people on the other side, the English. And of course, it was the English, of course, who defeated Wellington. Oh, I mean, who defeated Napoleon, but they were involved in the occult during the Second World War. Hitler was deeply involved in the occult. But then so were Roosevelt and Churchill. So until you can understand that Churchill was a Druid and a Mason, and he intentionally, during the First World War, I mean, insisted on the invasion of Gallipoli, where over 160,000 British soldiers died and 160,000 Turkish soldiers died. But why? Because he wanted to prolong this senseless war. Everybody wanted to end it, but they wanted as much blood and carnage and horror as they could, because that was how they were going to get their world government. And he did the same thing during the Second World War, the First World War. He was the High Lord of the Admiralty. The Second World War, he was the British Prime Minister, and he insisted on an invasion of North Africa, which was totally nonsensical. Why invade North Africa, you know, when your enemy was in Berlin? And then he insisted on the invasion of Sicily and Italy.
It was insane.
It was all to prolong the war. And then when Patton wanted to race across Europe with his panzer division and get to Berlin and end the war, they cut off Patton's gasoline. That's why they had to kill Patton. And we have our four tape set on Deadly Assassins, where you'll hear the story that the man tracked down from the man who was paid to kill Patton. Why? Because they couldn't allow Patton to come home and tell the American people the war could have ended at least 6 months earlier. But they cut off his gasoline. Of course, Patton didn't understand the occult influence. But I personally talked to a general, spent several weekends with General Wedemeyer, who told me the story of, and Wedemeyer was the man who is actually immortalized in Herman Wouk's story, The Winds of War, the general who would go to the White House and have dinner with Roosevelt and Churchill. And, of course, General Wedemeyer was actually, told me they were ready to invade Europe by 1943. They had the men, they had the ships, they had the military power, they had the airplanes, and Churchill wouldn't let them. Churchill insisted on a group of senseless invasions, North Africa, fighting in South North Africa, and Sicily and Italy, and you couldn't possibly make out, you know, a breakthrough in Italy. It's a narrow peninsula. There was no way you could use your tanks, and you couldn't get through the Alps with them. They wanted to prolong the war.
May I ask something after the break?
Evil little man. Hang on, Marie. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. But you're not going to read this in your textbook.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we have Maureen on the line, and if you're out there, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Maureen, are you still there?
I surely am.
Okay.
There is one other thing I hope you'll be able to clarify for me. And that is Jesse Ventura. I heard him interviewed on Alex Jones' program, and I also have heard him say it another time. He keeps saying that we have evolved, that man has evolved. Is he speaking of Darwinian evolution?
He may very well. I mean, I don't think... See, Jesse doesn't really understand the conspiracies not coming from a Christian worldview, but I'm hoping
he's going to...
I mean, in fact, I know he has a copy of my book because when they came to interview me for this program, that's a conspiracy theory, I didn't even know who it was. In fact, I was extremely reluctant to give them an interview, but I had agreed to, and they brought the film crew, and then they wanted me to meet somebody at a graveyard. And I said, no way am I meeting somebody. I don't even know who you are. I'm not going to meet you in the graveyard. Want to come up to my home? We'll do the interview, which they did. And this beautiful black woman who you see on the program was there along with the one of the people from South Africa.
I just wonder because I've heard Jesse say that several times, and I found it kind of troubling.
I don't think he's coming from the Christian worldview, but I'm hoping by the time he gets through with this and he talks to Alex,
that maybe that will happen.
And he reads my book, and maybe we'll get a chance to meet him.
Right. He's in the stages of awakening, I believe, right. But he is gathering a lot of true facts, so that's good.
Well, Chris, I used my opportunity to do the interview with him to profess my Christian faith and what this is really all about. Mm-hmm. And I will have to admit that the crew that came, the film crew that came, was very, very supportive of my view. And this beautiful black woman in person, she's even much more beautiful than on television. I mean, as I talked to her and explained to her about population control, because that was the subject then, her eyes just got as big as saucers, and you could just see this expression on her face. She really, was having a hard time believing what I was telling her, but I could certainly back it up, and we're sitting in my library surrounded by books, and I'm just hoping and praying that this will have an impact, that they'll use what I told them. But anyway, I believe that, like so many people, Jesse is a victim of a liberal education. And that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why they
emphasize evolution. Dr. Stan, pardon my interruption.
Evolution.
Pardon my interruption. I'm going to hang up so that someone else who might like to speak with you can get through.
All right, Maureen, fine. And so, but anyway, the program is well worthwhile watching. Conspiracy Theory, I don't know how long it's going to be before they cancel that program. They cannot allow Jesse Ventura to be talking about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, believe me. It's the first time I've ever seen this done on a nationwide television program. God bless you for calling, and if you're out there and you have a question or comment, why, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, but remember, the key has always been controlling the minds of the American people, and Jesse Ventura was a victim of a liberal education, and of course the purpose of education is to destroy the faith of our children in God. And that's why, of course, once you understand what's going on, it only increases your faith with the realization that the story of the Bible is true. There really is a God. And, of course, God is manifest in the story of our Lord Jesus Christ, and his power is the only thing that protects me or will protect you from the terrible things that lie ahead. Who's on the line?
Good morning. Hi, Stan.
Who's
this? Roberta.
Hi.
And I'm from Boulder.
Good to have you with us.
You know, you started talking about FDR and Churchill.
Right.
Is it true that FDR turned away a shipload of prisoners and they were sent back to Russia for their doom? Is that true?
I do not know that story. I know that he sent away a load of Jews who wanted to get in here.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
From Hitler's Germany, and of course he made the agreement for Operation Keelhaul to send the 6 million Russians back to Russia at the end of the Second World War,
so
they would be slaughtered. But he was a wicked and evil man too. But of course, you're never going to hear that discussed. He was deeply involved in the occult, as was Eleanor. In fact, and you can see how this whole thing ties together, and here's Hillary Clinton in the White House bringing in, I think it was Jean Houston or some other medium, to conjure up the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt. And I'm sure her spirit still haunts, demonic spirits that were in Eleanor still haunt the White House today.
Well, you know, I have copies of, the Megiddo series and Riddles and Stone, Chris Pinto's movies. And,
right.
You know, after, you watch those movies 3-4 times, and it changes your worldview forever. That's all I can say.
Well, Chris did such a wonderful job. And for those of you out there in the listening audience, you don't know the Secret Mystery series, which is available from Radio Liberty, and we'll tell you later how to get them. But, Chris, the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and the third in the series, of course, is the Eye of the Phoenix. I mean, he did a great job. And don't you think if we could just get those shown on television, they would have a tremendous impact?
Would
be shown.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I have copies of all those, and I've lent them to my friends and my family. I try so hard to wake up people, and there's some people that just, they don't want to be, they just don't want to be awakened. They're content being, I don't know what it is, denial.
Don't be frustrated. That's up to the Lord. Your job is to try. If the Lord wants to awaken, they'll be awakened.
Yes.
And one day they're going to know what you said was right. God bless them. Thanks so much for calling. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Wildbird Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildbird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildbird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and versus me, what nobody is pointing out is the fact that with the 30,000 troops we're going to be sending, in addition to the 60,000 troops that are already in Afghanistan, we'll have almost 100,000 military troops in Afghanistan. What they seldom, if ever, mention is there another. Would be another 160,000 contract workers over there, predominantly Americans who are going to work there. So we'll have almost 250,000 people in Afghanistan, and we are fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda, about 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. And, of course, the Taliban, remember, the Taliban are only fighting us because we attacked them. They didn't attack us. Certainly, we were financing the Taliban. The Taliban were letting Al-Qaeda be there in their country because they were the Al-Qaeda were helping the Taliban fight the communists who occupied the northern part of the country at that time. And we were backing the Taliban. We were financing the Taliban right up until September 11th. And they were willing to turn Osama bin Laden over to another country. They were willing to turn Osama over to the United States if we just show them the evidence against him. We refused. They offered to send him out of the country. They offered to send him to another country for trial, you know. But we wouldn't do that. We wanted to invade Afghanistan so we could be there. And, of course, I believe this is a prelude to having a lot of our troops are going to be killed in the coming war as we expand the war with Pakistan and with Iran. These are wicked and evil people, and just as was at Gallipoli during the First World War, and just as it was as we delayed the Second World War, so more and more people would die, and we lost almost 60 million people in that war. So this coming war in the Middle East, and you can see it beginning to develop today. The war, civil war in Israel is already underway. We'll be doing a couple of programs on that this week with Barry Samish. He'll be with us on Wednesday to tell you about the civil war that is now beginning in Israel between, of course, the government, which is acting under American orders to move the settlers out of Judea and Samaria. And remember that all this talk about how the Zionists control Washington, D.C. Well, if the Zionists control Washington, D.C., why is Washington, D.C. demanding that the settlers be moved out of Judea and Samaria, which is promoting the civil war about to break out in Israel? We are involved not with the Zionists controlling Washington, D.C., but with the Luciferian secret societies that control our nation and are using our military and political power to bring about horrors throughout the world today. Our telephone number, if you want to get the secret mystery series that our caller talked about, or if you'd like to get my four-tape set on Deadly Assassins, where you'll hear the interviews with a couple of CIA assassins, the interview with the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Our telephone number is 1-877-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to hear about how they killed, our government killed Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy, we have all of that. It's all available. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. But it only strengthens my faith in the fact we're involved in spiritual battle. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida,